Here, are y'all ready down there? Good. Check, 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 check. You ready? Okay, good. All right, everyone, the time is now 5:30 p.m. Therefore, I call to order the regular meeting of the Harker Heights Planning and Zoning Commission for June 29th, 2022.
Building and standards first.
Did I say planning? God, listen, thank you very much. Excuse me. Let me redo that. Therefore, I call to order the time is now 5:30 p.m. Therefore, I call to order the regular meeting of the Harker Heights Building Standards Commission on June 29th, 2022. I apologize for that. So we are building standards, not the PNC. All right, commissioners, please ensure that you are speaking directly into your microphone for the official recording. Please state your name for the record each time you speak. I am Chairman Robison. The BSC consists of volunteers appointed by the City Council. We coordinate with city staff, owners, developers, and agents and residents to implement the powers and duties granted by Section 150.02 G and J of the City Code of Ordinances, Chapter 160 of the City Code of Ordinances, and the VTCA Local Government Code, Chapters 54 and 214. Staff will please note commissioners and alternates that are present and absent.
Chairman Robison.
Present.
Vice Chair Robinson.
Vice Chair Robinson, present.
Secretary Stegmeyer.
Secretary Stegmeyer, present.
Commissioner Schein.
Commissioner Schein, present.
Commissioner McCann. Marking Commissioner McCann as absent. Commissioner Watford. Marking Commissioner Watford as absent. Commissioner Austin.
Commissioner Austin, present.
Commissioner Heidbrink.
Commissioner Heidbrink, present.
Commissioner Bess.
Commissioner Bess, present.
Alternate Commissioner Strickland.
He's actually resigned.
Okay. Marking alternate commissioner as absent. Alternate Commissioner McDaniel. Thank you.
All right, thank you very much. Okay, we do have a quorum and...
Mr. Chair, this is Christina Ramirez, the planning director. I wanted to state for the record that we do have an excused absence for Commissioners McCann and Watford, both of them.
All right, thank you, ma'am. Okay. Okay, I'm not calling any alternates up. We have enough people up, enough commissioners up here to do business tonight. Everyone, please silence your cell phones or electronic devices. Anything will make noises out there. We're going to have the invocation done by my younger brother, Vice Chairman Robinson. We'll do the invocation, and then we're going to have Secretary Stegmeyer do the Pledge of Allegiance. So, y'all want to join us, please?
Join me if you like.
Yeah, if you like.
Our Father in Heaven, we again come before you and before the public as we go about the city's business. We thank you for this opportunity to be open and sharing. Give us wisdom, give us patience, as we just try to do the best we can for our community. In the Son's name, amen. Amen.
Would you join me in the Pledge of Allegiance, please? I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Honoring the Texas flag, I pledge allegiance to thee, Texas, one state, under God, one and indivisible.
Thank you all very much. Please have a seat. Okay. All right. Okay, the first order of business will be this is Chairman Robison. The first order of business will be the approval of the agenda for the regular meeting of the Building Standards Commission for June 29th, 2022. Again, that's for the agenda we have tonight, the approval of that. Do I have a motion?
Commissioner Schein, make a motion to approve.
Commissioner Heidbrink, second.
All right, Commissioner Schein makes a motion, and Commissioner Heidbrink seconds. Very good. All right, young lady.
Chairman Robison.
I vote to approve.
Vice Chair Robinson.
Vice Chair Robinson, approve.
Secretary Stegmeyer.
Secretary Stegmeyer, approve.
Commissioner Schein.
Commissioner Schein, approve.
Commissioner Austin.
Commissioner Austin, approve.
Commissioner Heidbrink.
Commissioner Heidbrink, approve.
Commissioner Bess.
Commissioner Bess, approve.
Thank you.
That passes 7-0. Okay, under our consent agenda item is the approval of the minutes from the regular teleconference meeting held on January 27th, 2021. Do I have a motion for that?
Commissioner Schein, motion to approve.
All right, Commissioner Schein, do I have a second?
Commissioner Best, second.
All right, Commissioner Best, seconds. Any discussion? Okay, young lady.
Chairman Robinson.
I vote to approve.
Vice Chair Robinson.
And Vice Chair Robinson, approve.
Secretary Stegmeyer.
Secretary Stegmeyer, approve.
Commissioner Schein.
Commissioner Schein, approve.
Commissioner Austin.
Commissioner Austin, approve.
Commissioner Heidbrink.
Commissioner Heidbrink, approve.
Commissioner Best.
Commissioner Best, approve.
Thank you.
All right, and that passes 7-0. Thank you very much. Next is going to be recognition of affidavits of conflict of interest. Are there any?
Not that I'm aware of.
All right. Thank you very much. Next item is going to be public comments. At this time, comments will be taken from the audience on non-agenda related topics for a length of time not to exceed 3 minutes per person. To address the Building and Standards Commission, please clearly state your name and address for the building's official secretary prior to making a comment. No action may be taken by the Building and Standards Commission during public comments. Again, this is a non-agenda item. Anyone like to speak? Okay, none. Very good. All right, public hearings. We're now under agenda item 8, public hearings. Conduct a public hearing to discuss and consider whether the manufactured home and accessory structures on property described as Kern Acres, First Extension and Revision, Block 003, Lot 0008, mobile home label, or manufactured housing label not found, SN1 not found, the Bell County, Texas, also commonly known as 407 Bonnie Drive, Harker Heights, Texas, are unsafe, substandard, and dangerous structures per standards set out in 160.04 of Chapter 160 of the City of Harker Heights Code of Ordinances and take the appropriate action. Mr. Michael Beard, our building official for the city, please.
Yes, sir. Thank you, Chairman. Today we're going to talk about 407 Bonnie. Here's a little timeline and history on this address. 2019. This property was abated by the previous building official with the junk and trash and debris in May, August. There were several letters. There was a letter sent May 19th. There was a letter sent August 12th, and a letter sent August 26th, all concerning public nuisances to be removed, none of which were resolved. On 1-4, this property was again identified as substandard structure with the property being a complete nuisance. And you'll see that in the photos in a minute. In April 22nd of this year, an administrative search warrant was served by myself. The building inspection report was compiled, and an emergency abatement of the property was removed, where we removed rubbish, trash, debris. We'll get in the photos and you'll kind of see what we see. In April 4th, we ran a title sheet was requested.
May 4th.
May 4th, I apologize for that.
No problem.
May 4th, a title sheet was requested to find out any people that would have interest in this property. June 1, notice of public hearing was filed with Bell County. June 12th was notice of public hearing published in the Killeen Daily Herald. June 13th of this year, notice of public hearing actually posted on the property. And then today we're holding the public hearing. We're going to get into the photos a bit. This was before we started. We had a DPS officer who is a trooper who is also an interpreter that was able to communicate with the person there. More photos of just what the property looked like before we abated the trash and debris. This is about halfway through where you can actually see under the porch, and you can kind of see that the porch is, the legs are kicked out, the front porch has fallen in and dilapidated. This is once we got to the front door. This was probably 3 or 4 trailer loads just to get to the front door. Once we got to the front door, you can see that somehow he came out of that that trailer and came to the door and opened the door to not let us in, but to come and interact with us. Not sure how he was able to do that, but in any event, there we go. Sorry about that. And then another photo, that you have to keep in mind, all these photos were taken from the outside. I wasn't able to really get into the property just because of all the trash, debris. Just wasn't safe for me or anybody else to go in there. But from outside, you can see where the ceiling's fallen in. You can see the, I don't know if that was, if that's just filth that's there or if that's actually soot from a fire. Trying to stay warm. I don't know what that is, but it's definitely substandard. It appears to be substandard. Again, another photo of the ceiling falling in and of what we can see. This is a photo from the window looking into trying to get, again, from the outside. This is when they were almost done with the abatement on the outside. Complete different as far as the trash and debris. This is the posting that was posted that of the meeting for on June 13th in the front of the property. This is a video. Please.
407 Bonnie, unable to enter premises due to the amount of trash and debris in the front. You can notice the ceiling falling in, previous fires, what it would appear. No way to enter the premises.
See the awning falling in. Busted windows.
Staircase dilapidated.
That was the I mean, you got a good gist of what it looked like. So in the findings, number one findings, does the commission find or do not find by a majority vote that the manufactured home and accessory structure located at the property of 407 Bonnie Drive, Harker Heights, Texas, described as Kern Acres First Extension and Revision Block 3, Lot 0008, mobile home label not found, Bell County, Texas, also commonly known as 407 Bonnie Drive, Harker Heights, Texas, are unsafe, substandard, and dangerous structures per standard set out in 160.04 of the Chapter 160 of the City of Harker Heights Code of Ordinances.
That's the first part they have to
do. Okay. So, go
ahead. So, Commissioner, just to clarify, it's been a little while since we've had to do one of these cases. There is a two-step process for the BSC. The first is to determine the findings and then to go on to the orders of what the applicant would need to do in order to come into compliance or given a timeline to act. So this first part with the findings, the staff has presented to you some options. You either find it to be those things in red, the unsafe, substandard, and dangerous, or you do not find it to be unsafe, substandard, and dangerous. And with that, staff's available for questions on this first part.
All right. Well, I find it that our building official needs a raise to be going through there on that place. Oh, my God. But anyways, commissioners, y'all have any questions? Our building official?
I have a question.
Please.
Commissioner Schein, what was the date of the original abatement? Was that in 2019?
2019, and they abated the outside. They did not go in the structure. They just they took out everything.
But all of the things that you found in April of 2022 accumulated from that date?
That's correct.
It was completely stripped clean at that point on the outside?
That's correct.
Okay. And is someone living in the house?
Yes.
Okay. There are any utilities on there?
No.
No water?
No.
Sewer, no electric?
No water, no sewer, no electric.
When we went in for the abatement, we did post a notice that they did have to vacate the property. Since that time, we know that the notice has been removed, but we could not prove that that person moved back into the house.
Commissioners, any questions? Well, the videos, the pictures, and of course, I've driven by there, and it's you can't miss it. You know, even if the junk wasn't inside there, you got the whole structure, the condition of it and all that. But anyways, so at this time, I'm going to go ahead and...
Commissioner Heiprin, can I ask one question?
Go ahead.
So, and this is in no means any judgment or anything, but how does a property get to this level? In that, I mean, we've seen others that we've had to have removed or whatever, and they can be, you know, very dilapidated and everything else, but they're not near to what I
sure.
saw in all of these pictures and everything. I'm just curious how it progresses to this level before it's addressed.
So if you'll see, you noticed in the beginning that there were several notices sent.
Yeah.
Code enforcement sent several notices. So everybody has their due process, and sometimes that takes a little longer.
Sure.
And sometimes it takes a little longer than it should. In this case, it took longer than it should. But again, everybody has their due process, and there's things that happen that we have to. And you know, our code enforcement officers, they'll try to talk to them and maybe try to get them to come into compliance voluntarily. Because essentially, what happens is my code officers will put them in court. They'll come to court, or they won't show up to court. They have a warrant. And actually, that's how we abated it in the first place, was he had warrants for not showing up to court, because
right.
my code had put him into court before because
sure.
of this. And the police officers that were there to assist, they took him to jail to deal with the warrants while we did the abatement.
Gotcha.
And if I may, I'll add a little bit to that, is with our code enforcement cases, we're required to only cite those things that we could see from the public right away. And as you saw in some of the photos, there was quite a bit of vegetation that was in this area, some of which had since died. And so it gave us a better view
Gotcha.
Of what was going on the property. Another thing to keep in mind is that if someone is cited and they come to court, they may pay the fine and then we start the process over again. So sometimes it takes us a little while to get there.
Okay. I was just looking for a little clarification.
Sure.
I mean, just
very good. Okay, any other questions, commissioners?
Just Commissioner Austin,
please.
Who pays to have that removed? It's a lot.
So the city does pay initially, and then what we do is we put a lien on the property for the cost and expense. Actions taken by this body, so say you order it to be demolished, that the owner is given the opportunity to pay for it directly, and then if they don't, then the city steps in, accomplishes what has been assigned, and then puts a lien on the property.
Any other questions? Nope. All right. Who's here representing the property? Is the owner here?
I don't see
him. Okay. All right. So there's no one in the audience associated with this property. Okay. Very good. Thank you very much. All right. Commissioners, it's back to us now as far as do you have any other questions at this time? No.
One question, does the owner want to stay there? To continue to stay there? Did that communication happen?
So the owner was provided a document stating that they could not, that he could not live on the property because it was considered to be a dangerous structure. And that was communicated to that particular individual. He did not communicate anything back to staff in regards to his preference. And as we indicated before, we know that he's been on the property. We do not know if he's been living back in the structure.
Good.
Secretary Stegmaier, Sunday when I was there, I stopped and looked at the property, and I saw the guy come out, look at me, I looked at him, waved at him, and went back in underneath that shelter.
Okay.
So I'm not sure if he's living there or not.
Okay. All right, any other questions? Okay, I now open the public hearing. Does anyone in the audience wish to address this matter? Does anyone in the audience wish to address this matter? Okay, nope. I'm going to close the public hearing at this time. And it is back to us. Now, this is, again, to decide, folks, what's on your screen right now as far as do we find it or do we not find it by majority vote here that this is a substandard, dangerous, unsafe structure between the mobile home there and the other structures there. So, do I have a motion from anyone?
Commissioner Heidbrink, I move that we find the structure and accessory structures at 407 Bonnie unsafe, substandard, and dangerous structures.
Very Commissioner good. Schein, second.
All right. Okay, so we have Commissioner Heidbrink makes a motion and Commissioner Schein makes a second. That again is to make this, to find this as being, we have, y'all are making the motion and seconding it, that finding it to be unsafe, substandard, and dangerous structure. Okay, any discussion, commissioners?
Mr. Chairman, I do have something. If we could also clarify to include the wording manufactured home, because those are have different distinctions in our code.
I'm sorry, okay. The manufactured home and accessory structures, excuse me.
All right, good. All right, young lady.
Chairman Robinson.
I vote to approve.
Vice Chair Robinson.
Vice Chair Robinson, approve.
Secretary Stegmaier.
Secretary Stegmaier, vote to approve.
Commissioner Schein.
Commissioner Schein, approve.
Commissioner Austin.
Commissioner Austin, approve.
Commissioner Heidbrink.
Commissioner Heidbrink, approve.
Commissioner Bess.
Commissioner Bess, approve.
Thank you.
Okay, so we have 7-0, and this passes that we have found this to be unsafe, substandard, and dangerous structure. And mobile home and structures are with it. Okay. All right. Next is going to be the order that the owner, the mortgagee, or lien holder immediately repair, vacate, and secure or demolish or remove the structure with due process and notifications as set out in 160.012 of the chapter of 160 of the City of Harker Heights Code of Ordinances. This is Chairman Robinson. It's clearly this needs to be demolished and removed from the site cleaned up down to the dirt and the grass or weeds or whatever's there. And you can't repair what is there. You can't go in there and haul part of it off and fix it up here, fix it. This needs to go down to the ground, in my opinion. So with that there, do y'all have any questions on this or any thing y'all want to say?
If I may, Vice Chair Robinson, a question for Mr. Beard.
Sure.
We have three choices here. It looks like either or three options, repair, vacate, and secure, or demolish or remove.
So you can order a repair. The ordinance only allows you to order a repair if it takes less than 50% of the value to repair it back. Okay. Unfortunately, up to the commission, but I don't see that. But in my opinion, it would take more than 50% of the value to bring that back to a livable condition. You can order that. You can also order to vacate and secure, meaning anybody that's on the premises, order them to leave, which I've already done that. I've already posted that. And then order that it be secured, meaning boarded up. So the problem's still there. but it's secured, it's boarded up, nobody's supposed to be able to get inside it. Or number three, you can recommend or order that it be demolished or and removed. I would suggest demolished and removed, just to make sure that there's no confusion there.
And then just one other minor question, but thank you, Ron. When you abated it, did you abate just the exterior or the stuff that was inside?
Only the exterior. Only I did not go inside the structure. Other than I didn't go in to even take pictures. Everything was from the outside.
That,
wasn't safe.
But what the picture showed, that stuff is probably still in.
I would imagine. I can't say that it is, but I wouldn't imagine.
Probably more stuff.
Most likely.
Okay. Thank you, Sean.
Just a clarification. We don't actually determine which of the three options do we. We just make the motion that one of those three things happen, and then building standards decides, or the owner in building standards, or do we actually say that we want it demolished?
Yeah, your building standards. Yeah. The right commission here would make that decision.
So, okay. And I want to just provide a little bit of clarification. You can order, and in this case, because we know that there has been somebody living there without utilities, my recommendation would be that you consider a vacate and secure until set, and then within 30 or 60 days, demolish and remove the structure. Then that way, this body is ordering them to vacate the premise, because when Mike took the option to order them to vacate the premise, it was done under temporary emergency order. Once this body hears a case, it's no longer a temporary emergency order. So this body does have to make a recommendation in regards to vacate and secure until the demolish and remove has occurred.
But we don't have to.
You, if you are going to order demolish and remove, legally speaking, we would ask you to also order them to vacate the premise.
Okay. All right.
Commissioner Bess, a couple of questions. You shot the video. Could you see where rain had been coming in through the roof?
It would appear to me that it was. That's most likely why the ceiling was falling in. I can't really speak to that for sure, but that's what it would appear to be.
And could you also see the flooring where it had? No.
Okay. But the unit there actually had the regular roof that came with the unit, and then they added the other roof on top there.
Yeah.
And then you can see that roof was actually deteriorated there. So this roof has to be bad, and then the one on top there is compromised also. But, you know, and the flooring in there.
Yeah, and it also looked like there was a fire in it from that video. And I drove by there the other day to look at it, but it's kind of screened off a little bit. You couldn't see a whole lot.
It's probably where the person was actually in there cooking or having a fire to keep warm. That's what it looks like to me. I mean, I can't be wrong.
The reason we did not take photos of the inside is because our warrant to enter the premise, because he did have no trespassing signs posted at the time, it was only to abate what was external that we could see from the road.
Yeah. I was just thinking it'd make a lot of sense to use your expertise on which way to travel down this road.
Yeah.
Commissioner Alston, do we set the time limit for him to vacate?
Yes.
Okay. So you can set the timeline to vacate and secure immediately, within 24 hours, within 30 days, and then also you do have the window of timeline for a demolition and remove, which is by code?
30 days, 60, no more than 90.
Okay. So we could give the person a week right now to get out, 7 days there, then we can kick in a 30-day deal.
To demolish and remove it.
All right. That's what I recommend. Get in there, get out, get this over with. It's not getting any better. It's not going to get any better. I don't care if this guy had 50 grand to go in there and redo that. You have to build something new. You couldn't rebuild what is there, the condition of it.
All right, Commissioner Stegmaier. If there's no power at all, no water, and he's still living there as of Sunday when I saw him there. Can we just say 24 hours to get out and then 30 days to demolish? Is that feasible?
That's the purview of this body. You may recall that we did give an immediate timeline for him to get out of the structure when we did arrive on site the last time.
But he's not supposed to be there now.
I will say this, that we did tell him to immediately get out. However, we had a little bit of time to put together an interpreter and to get everything where he would understand it. So if the commission's asking immediately or 24 hours, that's going to be difficult to get an interpreter on site as well. So,
a week would be better?
I would ask for a week, at least a week, so I can get an interpreter in line and get PD involved and everybody there at the same time.
Commissioners, please remember to speak into your microphones for the recording.
Just
it must be somebody different, because when I was there Sunday, he walked out to the car and I said hi, and he says hi back. So obviously he speaks English.
He does speak English. He just has occasions where he refuses to speak English.
Just a question though. If he's currently on a temporary order not to live there, why would he need a week? He's not supposed to be in there anyway.
The week's not for him. The week's for me. The week's so I can get an interpreter in line to do that, if that's something we need to do.
Do you prefer 2 weeks, Michael?
That'd be good. 10 days would be great.
I like 10 days and I like 30 days.
Nice even number.
As of today, the temporary order expired.
Okay. All right, commissioners, who wants to make a motion on this?
Secretary Stegmaier?
Yes, sir.
Request that he has to vacate and secure within 10 days and to demolish or remove within 30 days after that 10-day cycle. Is that correct, sir?
That's up to you. So what you're saying, just to clarify, you're saying 10 days to vacate and secure, and then 30 days after that to demo. So a total of 40 days.
Correct, sir.
Okay.
Is that 10 calendar days, 10 business days?
I say 10 days, period. Is 10 days, period, good?
Yeah,
10 days, period.
Make it clear.
And the 30 days is 30 days also. That's yeah.
Include weekends.
Okay, so you're good with 10 actual days?
Yes.
30 days, all right. Okay, do we have a second?
Commissioner Heiprink, second.
Okay. All right. Christina, are we good on all that, you think?
Yeah, so I'm going to read it back just so we're all clear, is that we have Commissioner Stegmaier making the motion for 10 calendar days to vacate and secure the property, and then after that, 30 calendar days to demolish and remove said structure for a total of 40 calendar days in total.
That is correct. Yes, ma'am. All right. Okay. Any discussion, commissioners? All right, young lady.
Chairman Robinson.
Chairman Robinson votes to approve.
Vice Chair Robinson.
Vice Chair Robinson approve.
Secretary Stegmaier.
Secretary Stegmaier approve.
Commissioner Schein.
Commissioner Schein approve.
Commissioner Austin.
Commissioner Austin approve.
Commissioner Heidbrink.
Commissioner Heidbrink approve.
Commissioner Bess.
Commissioner Bess approve.
Thank you.
All right, that passes 7-0 to 10 days to get him out of there and 30 days to demolish it and remove it. Okay. All right. Are there any staff comments this time? Nope.
Nope.
All right. Good. All right. Hearing nothing further, we are adjourning the regular meeting of the Building and Standards Commission at 6:03 p.m. It's not a record, but it's close.